Alas, the path I had in Woodstock's blood doth more solicit me than your exclaims to stir against the butchers of his life. But since correction lieth in those hands which made the fault that we cannot correct, put we our quarrel to the will of heaven, who, when they see the hours ripe on earth, will rain hot vengeance on offenders' heads.
Finds brotherhood in thee no sharper spur? Hath love in thy old blood no living fire? Edward's 7 sons, whereof thyself art one, were as 7 vials of his sacred blood, or 7 fair branches springing from 1 root. Some of those 7 are dried by nature's course, some of those branches by the destiny's cut, but Thomas, my dear lord, my life, my Gloucester, 1 vial full of Edward's sacred blood, 1 flourishing branch of his most royal root is cracked, and all the precious liquor spilt is hacked down, and his summer leaves all faded by envy's hand and murder's bloody axe. Gaunt, his blood was thine. That bed, that womb, that metal, that self-mould that fashioned thee made him a man, and though thou livest and breathest, yet art thou slain in him. Thou dost consent in some large measure to thy father's death, in that thou seest thy wretched brother die, who was the model of thy father's life. Call it not patience, Gaunt. It is despair. In suffering thus thy brother to be slaughtered, thou showest the naked pathway to thy life, teaching stern murder how to butcher thee. That which in mean men we entitle patience is pale, cold cowardice in noble breasts. What shall I say? To safeguard thine own life, the best way is to venge my Gloucester's death.
God's is the quarrel. For God's substitute, his deputy, anointed in his sight, hath caused his death, the which, if wrongfully, let heaven revenge. For I may never lift an angry arm against his minister.
Where then, alas, may I complain myself?
To God, the widow's champion and defense.
Why then I will. Farewell, O Gaunt. Thou goest to Coventry, there to behold our cousin Hereford and fell Mowbray fight. Oh, sit my husband's wrongs on Hereford's spear, that it may enter butcher Mowbray's breast. Or if misfortune miss the first career, be Mowbray's sins so heavy in his bosom that they may break his foaming courser's back and throw the rider headlong in the lists, a caitiff recreant to my cousin Hereford. Farewell, old Gaunt. Thy sometimes brother's wife with her companion grief must end her life.
Sister, farewell. I must to Coventry. As much good stay with thee as go with me.
Yet one word more. Grief boundeth where it falls, not with the empty hollowness, but wait. I take my leave before I have begun, for sorrow ends not when it seemeth done. Commend me to thy brother, Edmund York. Though this is all. Nay, yet depart not so. Though this be all, do not so quickly go. I shall remember more. Bid him. What? With all good speed at Plashy visit me. Alack, and what shall good old York there see but empty lodgings and unfurnished walls, unpeopled offices, untrodden stones, and what hear there for welcome but my groans? Therefore commend me, let him not come there to seek out sorrow that dwells everywhere. Desolate, Desolate will I hence and die. The last leave of thee takes my weeping eye.